Passenger traffic is slowly starting to creep up at Syracuse's Hancock Airport, but officials say volume is still consistently down 90 to 95% from pre-COVID-19 numbers. Airport Authority Executive Director Jason Terreri says as travelers return, they'll probably notice some changes.
At the concessions, you're going to see lines that require spacing. We are going to see how best we can accommodate social distancing at the checkpoint, maybe spacing people out, realigning our lines. The airlines are installing sneeze guards at some of their ticket counters.
Terreri says if you book a flight, be aware that airlines may also have new restrictions or regulations, such as wearing a mask. He says airlines are starting to add service into the summer, which means the airport may begin to reopen more concessions. Right now, there's a limited selection due to such low volume. While the shutdown has devastated the airlines, Terreri says the airport is financially strong.
We do have a good rainy day fund, if you will, that allows us to continue to operate. We were up, 20% last year. We've been double-digit growth for the last 2 years. So we've been able to really put ourselves in a good position.
As a result, he says they haven't had to furlough or lay off anyone, let alone reduce hours. Terreri says the $2.9 million in Federal CARES Act funding certainly helps soften the blow. As of now, he says they're facing less than $1 million deficit on a $30 million budget going into their next fiscal year. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.